Writing Home, Episode 7.
Hello again, Jesse. Well, I finally got it together to start Portuguese lessons. Amazing. If I'm ever going to get to Brazil, live the dream, you know, then I have to learn the language. Learning the lyrics of a few Brazilian songs just isn't going to be enough. My teacher is called Milton, and we had our first class yesterday.
Oi.
Oi. Hello?
Me dá o seu casaco. Your coat. O seu casaco. Let me take your coat.
Oh, thanks. Yes, of course. This is a nice flat. A good area, too.
Yes, it's a great place to live. Did you find it okay?
Yes, the journey was easy.
You said you work in a hotel?
Yes, that's right. I'm training to be a manager at the moment, and I really want to go to work in Brazil in a few months' time.
Good choice. Do you know Brazil?
No. I've never been. I used to know a Brazilian boy a long time ago. He talked about it a lot.
Ah, where was he from?
Not from anywhere, really. It's a long story.
Well, shall we get started? You can tell me the story in Portuguese soon. Let's go and sit at the dining table.
And then the nightmare began. Oh, Jesse, it's really difficult. I can't get any of the pronunciation right at all. Milton said phrases, and I had to repeat them again and again because I couldn't get them right.
So, how are you is como vai você? You say it.
Como vai você?
No, listen. Como vai você?
Como vai você?
Como vai você?
Como vai você? It's not easy, is it?
Well...
And so on, for what seemed like forever. Hours and hours, days, trying to say, how are you, and I'm fine, thanks, and see you later. And then remember them. Ugh.
So, if I say, como vai você, what do you say?
Muito bem, e você? Is that right?
Very good, Robert. Perhaps we could do the numbers 1 to 10 now.
No. No more new things. My brain is full. Can we stop now?
It's only 7 o'clock. We still got half an hour.
Really, Milton, I can't do any more. Let's have a drink or something.
Well, okay. It's your lesson. Shall I make a cup of tea?
I think I need something stronger. I saw a pub on the corner. Have you got time for a quick beer before you have to go to your next lesson?
Next lesson?
You've got another lesson at 7:30, haven't you?
Oh, yes, of course. Okay, yes, just a small beer. Can't go to my next lesson smelling of alcohol.
Come on, then. It's on me.
So we had half a pint in the local pub and chatted a bit. He's really very nice, very friendly, and extremely patient with me. And he's very interesting. He did theatre studies at Newcastle University, so we talked about the theatre a lot, and films. He's a big science fiction fan too, so we've got a lot in common. Anyway, how are the boys? I hope Callum's not going to...
This recording was from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.